NJ MAGA mom school board member changed forever by alleged BH needs to die texts. By Amy Furr on November 23, 2025. A conservative Board of Education member in Marlborough Township, New Jersey, is in the midst of a case regarding disgusting text messages that threatened her life. The mother of three children, Danielle Blomo, spoke to Fox News about the dark messages that prompted legal action, the outlet reported Saturday. Blomo recalled, "When I read those words, 'she can't die soon enough,' it stopped me in my tracks. I always knew there was disagreement politically, but I never really wrapped my head around the fact that they actually wanted me dead." In regard to the messages, a judge recently extended a temporary protective order against a man named Mitesh Gandhi, who is married to another school board member. Gandhi is accused of texting in a group chat called "This Bitch Needs to Die," and also writing "Mission is to just let her die by herself, lol." Gandhi tried to have the case dismissed, but his request was denied, the New York Post reported Saturday. The article referred to Blomo as a MAGA-loving New Jersey mom. The outlet alleged Gandhi also made text statements to another father in the area, David Picciarelli, whom the Post is calling a whistleblower in the case. At first, Picciarelli thought it was gossip, but he is now prepared to testify in the case after sharing the messages with Blomo. She reported them to law enforcement and got the protective order to shield herself and her family. The Post article continued. Gandhi was previously accused of taking part in the "This Bitch Needs to Die" group chat with the Marlborough Board of Ed Vice President Chad Hyatt, former board candidates Scott Semaya and Nirav Kadakia, and former public school teacher Lenny Thor. The sick chat went viral in October, when a photo was posted to social media of Semaya at a public meeting typing into his phone, "Blomo must be cold, her nips could cut glass right in." A screenshot shows the text message referring to Blomo's body. In a Facebook post on Saturday, Blomo wrote about the toll the issue has taken on her. "It has been a devastating realization. Living with the fact that someone walks among me in my community that doesn't just dislike my Republican views, but actually has stated that the mission is for her die alone. I was changed forever seeing this hatred and vitriol," she said. House Superintendent Ballone and President Brian Cohen refuses to enact policy knowing these messages exists has damaged my life. I am glad that my family will continue to be protected through the court system, she added. Per the Fox article, Blomo's protective order extends until January when a trial will be held. Blomo believes there has been a lack of response from her school district. "Our township has policies. If someone is a threat, they're not supposed to be allowed on school property. Our superintendent, Dr. Michael Ballone, did nothing. Our board president, Brian Cohen, did nothing. They chose not to implement the policies that are already in place," she told Fox. The news about Blomo comes after the conservative founder of Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk, was assassinated in September during a speaking event at Utah Valley University.